Let us pray. Lord, let the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable to you, our Savior, Redeemer, Prince of Peace. Come, Holy Spirit, let us feel your presence and your guidance today and every day of our lives. We pray in the name of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. So, what is happening in 3 days?
Christmas!
And if I'm honest, I don't feel ready. I never seem to start early enough. Some gifts still need to be bought. The menus still need to be planned. Yes, menus, plural, because Christmas Eve, for me, coming in from Colombia, who is the day, and Christmas Day are very important. So two celebrations, two tables, two moments, and I want to get them just right. And here we are, 3 days away. My mind is thinking about food, family, expectations, traditions, and whether there will be enough time, enough energy, enough of me to meet it all. Oh, wait, and I forgot, 4 wonderful Crossroads Christmas service at
2, 4, 6, 8.
Maybe you know this feeling, the pressure to make everything meaningful, beautiful, and memorable, while feeling like you are barely keeping up. And it's not just about Christmas dinner or presents, is it? It's about the unspoken expectations. It's about the relationships that are complicated. It's about the empty chair at the table or the conversation we are dreading to have. It's about everything to feel peaceful, while inside ourselves, we feel anything but peaceful. And I know I'm not alone. Who is with me? Any? Yes. Many of us, and guess what? A recent survey titled Stress in America, presented by the American Psychological Association, confirms what many of us feel in our bodies and in our souls. Our nation is aching for peace. These are the results. So listen, 62% of adults say division in our country is a major source of stress. More than half, 54%, feel isolated. Half, they feel left out. Half say they lack companionship. And nearly 7 in 10 people, so 69%, they say they need more emotional support this year than they ever receive. Let us sink in for a moment. These are not just numbers. These are people. These are neighbors. These are friends, family, all around us. This is alarming. We need peace. But the report concludes that peace is not a luxury in our time. It is scarce. Friends, this is why Advent matters. It is a season of waiting and getting ready and of remembering why Jesus is the greatest gift humanity ever received. The Christmas story reminds us that a loving God chose to step into the world that was just as chaotic, divided, and uncertain as the one we are living in today. We are in our sermon series, Rediscover Christmas. And this series is all about learning how to pause, notice, and even engage in the interruptions that we have in our lives with the curiosity, wonder, and openness of a child. The first week, we rediscover hope. The second week, we rediscover joy. Last week, we rediscover love. And today, together, we will rediscover peace. Let's talk about Mary, the mother of Jesus, a young woman whose life got completely interrupted by an angel showing up with some great news for her and for all of us, from a God who loves us. God chooses Mary as the way to step into the world in the flesh. Our peace will come and will enter the world because of Mary's simple and courageous yes. Let's hear the story told by the Gospel of Luke, chapter 1, verses 26 to 38. When Elizabeth was 6 months pregnant, God sent an angel, Gabriel, to Nazareth, a city in Galilee, to a virgin who was engaged to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David's house. The virgin's name was Mary. When the angel came to her, he said, "Rejoice, favored one, the Lord is with you." She was confused by these words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. The angel said, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God is honoring you. Look, you will conceive and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great, and he will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of David, his father. He will rule over Jacob's house forever, and there will be no end to his kingdom." Then Mary said to the angel, "How will this happen, since I haven't had sexual relations with a man?" The angel replied, "The Holy Spirit will come over you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. Therefore, the one who is to be born will be holy. He will be called God's Son." Look, even in her old age, your relative Elizabeth has conceived a son. This woman who was labeled unable to conceive is now 6 months pregnant. Nothing is impossible for God. Then Mary said, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it be with me just as you have said." Then the angel left her. Can you imagine being visited by an angel? I can't. It would probably leave me frozen and in awe. But Mary responds totally differently. She listens, she asks questions, she wonders, and then, calmly, she accepts to be the mother of God. This unexpected visit interrupted her life. But look at how Mary responds. Nothing will be the same after this moment. She doesn't resist or make excuses. Instead, she humbly opens herself to the impossible when she says, "I am the Lord's servant. Let it be with me just as you have said." She allows the Holy Spirit to bring Isaiah's prophecy to life, that prophecy that says, A child is born to us. A son is given to us. An authority will be on his shoulders. He will be named Wonderful Counselor, Mighty God, Eternal Father, Prince of Peace. This week, while I was preparing for today, I was inspired by the words of Robert Jensen. He's a theologian, and his commentary on this text, he says something incredible. He says, Mary's uniqueness is that she makes space for God. This space is literally a space in her life and in her womb. Her womb will grow each day to let the words of the angel Gabriel become real. Because of her faith and her humility, Jesus, the Prince of Peace, enters the world through her. Mary shows us that peace is not found in the absence of interruptions or chaos, but in making space for God right in the middle of them. Let me repeat that. Mary shows us that peace is not found in the absence of the interruptions or chaos, but in making space for God right in the middle of them. Mary's courage in saying yes shows us how to respond when God shows up in the most unexpected moments. Mary would face shame as an unwed teenage mom. She would be subject to public disgrace and social exclusion. But this did not stop her from saying yes and opening space for God. Mary's courage showed up in a different way in 1940 in Lithuania. Shuni Sugihara, a Japanese diplomat, and his wife were faced with a dilemma. Thousands of families, Jewish families, were fleeing the Nazi regime and begging for visas. The Japanese government have told him not to help, but every day he saw desperate parents holding children and families suffering. He and his wife prayed and struggled, but God's unexpected nudge guided them to act. For 29 days, they wrote visas by hand, 20 hours a day, saving more than 6,000 lives. Can you imagine 29 days, 20 hours a day? He issued visas because his faith and conscience told him that saving lives was the only faithful thing to do so that he and others could experience peace. As he said later, I may have disobeyed my government, but I could not disobey God. Like Mary, the Sugiharas made space for God in an impossible situation. They said yes to peace in a time of fear. And because of that, yes, thousands of lives were changed forever. I wonder, would I have the same courage to make that decision, that choice? Would I let the nudge of God guide me in my actions and making room for God's peace for myself and for others? So what I want is for us to think, what if we dare to take risks? like Mary, like the Suhikaras, and allow the season of Christmas to let the peace that Jesus brings dwell inside us and flow through us. The world may not slow down in the next few days or later on, but we can slow down. We can create a space to pause so we can notice the nudges of God for us, so we can notice those interruptions and make those interruptions as invitations from God to us. And maybe, just maybe, we will have the courage to say yes and let God use us as ambassadors of peace. Just a couple weeks ago, because of some people saying yes here in our church, we were able to create space for a time of silence and peace for those who are struggling with grief or any kind of loss during this season. By doing so, people who came to that space, they were able to rediscover peace, that peace of Christmas, in a new and different way. Many others of us have said yes to make Wellness Loudon a reality, so that those experiencing depression, anxiety, and uncertainty can experience God's peace. Remember the numbers on that graphic that we just shared? You are changing those numbers. You are changing those lives. You are changing the world here in our community. These examples show us that even a small yes can change lives. So what if we prepare ourselves to say yes more often during this Christmas, but also beyond Christmas? So I want us to consider three things. The first one, make space for God. Take a quiet moment. Take a walk. See creation. Experience the presence of God. Breathe. Let the Spirit complete you. Read the scripture and let the word that you read be in you and dwell in you. Number two, be peace in action. Speak a kind word. Make that phone call that you are dreading. Help a neighbor. Small acts have ripple effects. And number three, say yes to the unexpected. This season is full of interruptions. So what if we treat them as invitations from God to use us? Mary said yes. The Suhikaras said yes. Many of you have said yes as a church. So let us continue to open our lives to God's invitation to be instruments of peace, and let that peace ripple into the world around us. Friends, a child is born, our wonderful counselor, mighty God, eternal Father, Prince of Peace. Make space for him. Say yes and go spread peace into the world that needs it the most today. Amen? Amen. Amen.